Penguin Random House Audio presents Nourished, a memoir of food, faith, and enduring love, with recipes. This is the author, Leah Huber. For Christopher, for always being willing to jump out of airplanes with me. For Noemi, don't forget. For my parents, for teaching me anything is possible. Prologue, July 2012. They're not going to like the vegetables, the old woman in the corner of the hut mumbled through wrinkled lips and missing teeth. She was speaking in Cachiquel, the language native to this region of Guatemala, but I understood her nonetheless. I was used to the skeptical, almost goading tenor of that sentence. The other women, of varying ages, nodded in agreement. I stirred the giant pot perched on a rickety propane burner and pretended not to understand. I was in Guatemala as part of a team that had traveled there to build a house for a family, and since I was also a professional cook, they'd asked me to make lunch for 60 elementary school kids. A soup was strongly suggested. Me being me, I dove into the task by researching traditional soups of the region and settled on a simple chicken soup. Knowing that malnutrition statistics were dire in villages like San Rafael, I also took it upon myself to go heavy on the veggies. Of course, when I had left our team's compound to procure said veggies the day before, my armful of giant market bags had caused many to ask, "What are you doing?" "I'm going to buy vegetables for the soup," I answered. Inevitably, whoever they were, they would make the same face the old Guatemalan woman just did, shrug, and say in Spanish, "The kids aren't going to like the vegetables." So now I knew that sentence in three languages. When my husband and I had arrived in San Rafael,